It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Tyrus. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Monday, March 14th, 2022. I'm John Saucier. Most Ukrainian refugees are heading west, a number of them on the way to Poland.
A lot of private citizens are actually welcoming these refugees into their own home. If they have a spare bedroom, if they have a sofa, they're letting people come and sleep in their home.
This is the Fox News Rundown. War on Ukraine.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Covering this war in Ukraine got very real very quickly around here at Fox News on Monday when we got an email from our CEO, Suzanne Scott. The email read in part, earlier today, our correspondent, Benjamin Hall, was injured while news gathering outside of Kiev in Ukraine. We have a minimal level of details right now, but Ben is hospitalized and our teams on the ground are working to gather additional information as the situation quickly unfolds.
So I'm actually right now sitting outside of a center that's just along the border. You might be able to hear some of the buzzing and humming of some of the vehicles here.
Scary stuff, as is this war. We're speaking today with Fox's Alex Hogan covering the war from nearby Poland.
Pretty much a constant flow of buses that come and drop off refugees who cross the border, and especially for people who don't have anywhere else to stay. So these are people who cross the border for safety, but then don't know anyone else in any other country. They don't have any friends or loved ones that they can call on. So what that means for them essentially is they're sleeping on the floor or sleeping on an air mattress or on a cot in a big warehouse that's now been converted to house the thousands and thousands of people that pour across the border every day. And we've seen most of the refugees fleeing Ukraine come through Poland. So as of today, 1.7 million refugees have come through Poland alone. And the amazing thing that we've seen here on the ground is that Poland really opened up their borders and they've said, anyone who needs help here, you will have it. You will have safety with us. We will take you in. And while that's been the stance for the last couple of weeks, in the last 19 days since Russia's invasion, people have come across the border in droves. And as a result of that, it's really overwhelmed the system and what was put in place to accept some of these people. So even though most of these people are coming in through buses and trains or even walking across the border by foot, a couple weeks later, they're really getting funneled into other parts of the country. So we went around to different towns and different cities over the weekend, and every single place that we visited had its own new makeshift refugee center. So what these are essentially, they are storage rooms. They are old malls. They are train stations that are now being converted into any small space where they can crowd people in a warm area and at least give them some shelter. The issue with that is that it is completely unsanitary having that many people close to each other, especially if they haven't showered in days, they have their pets with them, and you simply can't keep something like that clean. On the other hand, many of these people wouldn't have anywhere to go. So the volunteers say that they want to help and they're going to continue helping, but they just don't know how sustainable this is.
Yeah, talk about an uncertain future. I mean, you leave your own country that is being bombarded by Russia. You show up to this other country, Poland, and you don't know anybody. Where are you supposed to go? You wind up at one of these centers that you were just talking about there. And that's something I was curious about because you said 1.7 million people have left Ukraine and gone into Poland. You have to assume that number is only going to increase as this war continues on. What is the long-term plan here for Poland? Are they going to be able to sustain this flow of refugees? Is there any funding coming their way from other NATO countries to help out? What are the Polish people saying?
Well, there's no permanent structures being built to house these refugees. And the hope is that the current centers will be able to meet demand and that a lot of private citizens are actually welcoming these refugees into their own home. If they have a spare bedroom, if they have a sofa, they're letting people come and sleep in their homes. And we've seen that the center where I am right now, there are more refugees in this warehouse than the entire population of the town itself. And that gives you an example just of how dire the situation is. There are some policies in place that are still being worked out, and it will take a long time to get some of these figured out. But the United Nations Refugee Agency is partnering with Poland to help give some of these refugees at least a little bit of money when they first enter the country, at least for them to get their feet wet and figure out, okay, where do I go from here? But there is a lot of uncertainty. Of course, there are refugees that are entering other countries as well. We've just seen the overwhelming number of them come through Poland. And it is a really desperate situation if you don't happen to know someone anywhere else. I think a lot of people have been overwhelmed and grateful by the support that they've received, but they also realize 2.5 weeks ago, their life was completely different, and it will never be the same. Even if they do get to go home, they don't know what they're going home to, and they don't get to get those moments back of having that security and not having been in this situation, especially for so many of the children who now in this warehouse next to me are sleeping on the floor with a blanket and not knowing when they'll see their fathers again, because all men who are between the ages of 18 and 60, as I'm sure many of our listeners know, cannot leave Ukraine. So pretty much all of the women who fled the country with their children who are married had to say goodbye and don't know when they'll see them again. And I talked with one woman today, her husband stayed behind, and they had the conversation that there's no future point at which they will see each other in the short term, because he cannot leave, and she is set in her resolve that she will not bring the kid back until it's safe. And unfortunately, as we all know, it does not seem like that would happen anytime soon.
Our guest today is Fox's Alex Hogan, reporter who's stationed in southern Poland right now as millions of refugees stream into that country from war-torn Ukraine. We have much more on the other side of these words. Speaking with Fox's Alex Hogan, who is covering the war in Ukraine from a different perspective. She's in Poland. She's been seeing these millions of refugees floating across the border there. And with what you just described, with these families leaving Ukraine, going to Poland, and that's a great point you brought up with the whole idea that even if they do get to go back to Ukraine, we've seen the images, it is bombed out, especially some of the bigger cities there. What percentage, how many of these people do you believe, or maybe some you've talked to, don't plan to go back? They plan to make their homes in another country.
I have yet to meet someone who says there is no way that I will go back. I have had some conversations with people who will try to find something in the short term of finding a temporary job or being able to contribute in some way to the generous host family that welcomes them in, or their friends who will let them sleep on their sofas. But I've yet to meet someone who has given up on their country. They all say that they want to go back, and they will go back. They just don't know when that will be. And there's so many stories. I think it's interesting to see this situation unfold in this conflict, because when we talk with our viewers and our listeners, there's always one image or one story that affects people differently. And there's not always a specific reason for that. It's not always someone that reminds us of someone we know. It could just be that human connection that we feel with strangers when we hear their story. But there was one woman for me, she was in her mid-20s, and she decided she needed to leave Ukraine. It just wasn't safe. But her parents wouldn't come with her because her mother wouldn't leave her father. But they were also set in reassuring her that she needed to leave. She needed to go find safety. And they wrote her a letter, a goodbye letter, telling her they wanted her to leave Ukraine and to go start a new life and not come back. And she showed me that letter, and it was heartbreaking for her. And she was crying while she was showing me this, something that she'll now keep in her pocket, she said. And that doesn't seem like something that we expect in our reality right now. That seems like something that we would see in a movie. And it's unfortunately the reality that's unfolding before our eyes, with millions of people with those same shared experiences of saying goodbye to loved ones with no hope of seeing them anytime soon.
Yeah, seriously, it's like something you'd see in a movie from like World War II. But here we are in 2022, And we've got this conflict going on. Fox's Alex Hogan, who is reporting again from Poland. All right, Alex, I want to talk about some current events that have been going on around that area inside the Ukraine, right on the Polish border. Russia recently did a missile strike against a base that, as recently as 2 weeks ago, was being used by U.S. military members to train there. Now, this is very close to Poland, almost too close for comfort. Any reaction to the people, either Ukrainians or Poles there, or even yourself? How are you feeling knowing that the Russian military is conducting these operations not too far away from where you are?
It is definitely creating a heightened sense of fear, not only for the Ukrainians, but also for the Polish residents who live here. So in the last couple of weeks, when I've been speaking with people on the ground, especially Polish citizens, they say watching this war unfold in neighboring Ukraine has raised alarm for them. And they're wondering, what does this mean for the future of Europe, the instability that this is creating with war breaking out on European soil? But now even more so, having an attack so close to their borders, especially when we've heard some people in Poland say that they were actually able to hear it at the time because of that sound traveling just across the border. It has created a great sense of alarm, especially this weekend. We saw more refugees coming into the country, and there was a new heightened sense of panic that we typically see after these kinds of strikes. So not only are the people here welcoming them, I think they're welcoming them and putting on a little bit more of a brave face as they wonder, you know, what this means. And I know Polish citizens I've talked with say they feel reassured because of the NATO partnership. But it is still a very real threat, and it is a very real conversation that Polish residents are having among themselves and among their Ukrainian neighbors who now are here among them.
Alex Hogan, thank you so much, not only for your coverage of this very important story, but being there too. And thank you especially for appearing on the Fox News Rundown War in Ukraine podcast. Stay safe, okay?
Thanks, John.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.